Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day to grow my own businesses. We are focusing this week on how you pick a single method to create content in an original format. Could be writing, could be video, could be podcasting, could be art, does not matter what that is. What you need once you've put that together is a way to recycle, reuse, and redeploy that original piece of content over time. To do that, we've talked about software like Missing Letter. We've talked about infographics. We've talked about explainer videos. And we're going to wrap it up today with something that I think every entrepreneur needs to consider and use. One of the things that has happened over the last 3 years, the social media channels have gone all in on the fact that the only way they can make money is to sell ads to businesses. And the way that they are forcing businesses to sell ads on their platforms is by limiting the reach of the algorithm for a business or product page. I see this with my own. When I publish something to Facebook on my business account, what happens is it's only seen by about 2% of the people that are following my account. In a normal situation, you can expect 10% of your followers on a personal account to see what you're putting out there. But on a business account, 2 to maybe 3% is about as good as you can do. One of the ways that you can game the system and the algorithm a little bit is to use your personal profile. All of Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube have suggested content or suggested material sections. And I talked about this the other day. Shorts on YouTube, stories and reels on Facebook and Instagram specifically allow for business-related material to be seen in the suggested content area. They're not going to put your business page there necessarily, but in the Reels section, in the Shorts section on YouTube, your personal page can get floated up there. This is going to appeal to a portion of the population that's never going to look at a true news feed on those social channels. On YouTube, the suggested content, especially with the Shorts, is going to promote things that people have interest in but have not looked at. This happened to me this past weekend. I was up late Friday. I was scrolling through YouTube on my TV. I came across some suggested content and I saw Def Leppard covered by an artist that did it as an old big band tune. So imagine seeing Pour Some Sugar on Me done as a big band tune from the late 40s and early 50s. It blew my mind. It actually worked, but it blew my mind. I never would have found that video had it not been for the suggested content in the Shorts. It piqued my interest. I actually clicked through and looked at their channel. This is where you can leverage a short video. It could be one of those explainer videos that we talked about yesterday. It could be the use of the infographic that we talked about on Wednesday, where it gets presented to potential viewers, especially in the Reels and the Shorts. This is where interest can be piqued. They then click through and either watch your long form video or look at your channel, your page, your feed, and that can allow you to push them to your website ultimately. These short videos where you take snippets of the work that you've already done and you put them into a compelling bite-sized chunk that gets them to look at your longer form content, pushes them to your website. That is where you can capture more people from that same original piece of content. Now, there's a bottom line to all of the things that we've talked about this week. The focus that you put on the single way to create content will allow you to build a library over time. When you are in the process of building the library and subsequently after you've built the library, you are going to be able to recycle, reuse, and redeploy in various different ways. We've talked about them this week. This allows you to maximize the benefits of your repetition of creating the content and using it over and over and over again to get more people interested in what you do and subsequently to make more sales when you have that strong call to action. That's why I was so passionate on Monday about the single way that you focus on creating content originally to be one singular way, moving from platform to platform to platform, trying to create it in multiple different ways is going to distract you. Settle down, buckle in, focus on one single way to become really good and really efficient at how to do it. Once you've mastered some of that, you can begin to deploy these mechanisms that I've talked about to recycle, redeploy, and reuse. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. I believe very strongly about the topics that I've shared with you this week. If you're currently struggling with this or working with someone that is making it confusing, I would like to help you. I have one-on-one coaching, I have education, and I have done-for-you content. Send an email to ron@sprocketops.com. Let's have a conversation and see how we can get you on the path to prosperity with the content that you create, reuse, recycle, and redeploy. I'll see you next week on the porch.